Some years ago, I became acquainted with a young man who lived on the West Coast. He had become a Christian and was showing great promise in his life of daily discipleship. Scripture memory came easy to him, and he took to it like a duck takes to water. He soon became consistent in his morning prayer and Bible reading, and he joined a Bible study group. He enjoyed going to church, and his witness to his fellow students at the university was clear and effective. He was a good student, he was disciplined, and he worked hard. I recall thinking that this man would go far in his life of service for the Lord. But gradually I began to notice a change. He continued to be involved in all the activities he had begun, church attendance and Bible study and so on, but the sparkle was gone. He seemed to be just going through the motions. Christ, who had been the center of his life, was now replaced by something else, but I didn't know what. Then one day we had a long talk, and I asked him if there was anything going on in his life that he wanted to talk about. He didn't answer for a few minutes, and then finally he said, yes, there was. He had gotten to know a group of students on campus and had begun to hang around them so that he might witness to them concerning faith in Christ. And for that purpose, he had begun to adapt their lifestyle. He began to drink, laugh at their crude jokes, all for a good purpose. But then it happened. He began to go with them to X-rated movies, and the war that never ends began to rage in his soul. The Bible describes it this way: the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another. He began to feed the flesh with magazines designed to do just that. It wasn't long before his walk with God became a shambles. His witness became ineffective, and his Christian life fell apart. Fortunately, through the prayers and the loving care of some friends, he was restored. He came back to the Lord in true repentance, and today he is walking with God. But it was a very costly lesson. Never underestimate the power of the lust of the flesh. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.